is kind of like you're out on the ocean and you've got the waves, you've got the wind, you've got the rain, and as your elements change, you got to make course corrections.
Hello and welcome to Pillars of Wealth Creation, where we talk about creating financial success with a special focus on business and real estate. I'm your host, Todd Dexheimer. Now, let's get to it.
Are you ready to start investing in real estate today but don't know where to start? Sometimes investing can seem way too complicated, but it actually couldn't be any easier than with homeinvest.com. You know the co-founder and my friend Nate Armstrong. He appeared on episode 20, and if you haven't heard it, go back and listen to it, episode number 20. Home Invest is a company that allows you to invest in turnkey real estate. Their goal is to build powerful investment tools that make real estate investing accessible to everyone. They have contractors and property managers available for you with the click of your mouse. While other real estate agents can only offer a property, Home Invest brings you a full turnkey package that allows you to diversify your investments, earn passive income, and start building equity in properties. Their simple, intuitive design allows newcomers and experienced investors alike to hit the ground running and to be able to choose the properties when they want and where they want. View easy-to-understand charts and data to allow you to buy in only a few clicks or just a simple phone call. With Home Invest, you'll be building your portfolio as quickly or as slowly as you would like. And right now, Home Invest is giving our listeners, Pillar of Wealth Creation listeners, a free course on how to finally win in real estate investing. So go to homeinvest.com/pillars. That's homeinvest.com/pillars. to claim your free course today. Welcome back, Pillars of Wealth Creation listeners. I'm your host, Todd Dexheimer, and with me, as always, is John Stiles with Bridge Realty. John, how are you doing today?
I'm doing really good today, Todd. How are you today?
I am fantastic. Just getting back from a trip to Cincinnati, Lexington, visiting properties. And yeah, everything went well. So
wonderful. Good. Well, Todd, I know one of the things you like to highlight every once in a while is just mistakes that we've made in the past, just because we can learn so much from our mistakes. And also it helps other people besides ourselves. So do you have any recent mistakes that you'd be willing to share about?
Yeah. You know, and it's maybe a mistake is an overstatement, but just something I haven't been really doing well or diligently is I've got my own, you know, portfolio here in the Twin Cities. It's 1-4 family, and I just haven't been paying that much attention to it because I've been focusing on my apartments and focusing on building that business. I've been focusing on trying to add value to with this podcast and to our listeners. I've been focusing on trying to build a coaching platform that I'm, you know, starting. And so I've been my focus has not been on my 1-4 families. And so I've just yesterday and today, I've spent a little bit of time going through, the rent roll and looking at who's paid and who hasn't, and you know, making sure we get emails out to those who haven't paid. And my bad debt right now is pretty high. I've got 100% occupancy, but it's, you know, it's the day we're recording this right now. It's the end of the month, and I've got, off the top of my head, probably 15% or so bad debt, you know, and it's at the end of the month. That shouldn't be the case. You shouldn't have more than a few percent bad debt. And by bad debt, I mean people that haven't paid or paid in full. And so I haven't been paying attention there. Repairs, you know, we haven't been paying attention to. We've got some outstanding repairs that need to be made. So that needs to be taken care of. And then the last thing is I haven't raised rents, like I should. You know, I did a lot of raised rents the last few years, and then now I've just kind of let that go. So I am making still good income in it, but you should always, you know, be raising rents, if it's appropriate, of course. And in this case, it's appropriate. I should be raising rents. So yeah, just not necessarily mistakes or just not really paying attention to what I should be paying attention to. I've just been kind of letting it go.
Well, I'm not sure how much you want to go into that, but a question that comes to mind is, do you self-manage these or do you have a managed third-party management company or?
Yeah, good question. We self-manage. And so I could, and I've thought of handing it off to a third-party property management company, but honestly, I don't think that's necessary for me because I've got enough units where I should just part of it probably is because I am trying to do too much of it, where I should just hire somebody on a likely a part-time basis, but just to kind of keep an eye on it, just to make sure rents are going up and all that kind of stuff and be the communicator to the tenants. Because I do a lot of the communicating to the tenants. I'm the one that makes the decisions on the rent. I'm the one that I don't send the letters out, but I do tell my assistant right now to send the letters out. So I should be handing a lot more of that stuff off. So that's really my fault with that as well. I don't do the maintenance. We have maintenance staff. And so, but we, you know, I'm the one that makes sure the maintenance staff gets the work orders. That's my fault. I should be handing that off. And hiring a third-party management company maybe wouldn't be a terrible idea. It's just, I don't think it's necessary for the amount of money that I would pay for it to do. I think I could hire somebody.
That's always the challenge, kind of figuring out when is the appropriate time to delegate. I know a couple weeks ago when you asked me about my challenge or failure recently, yeah. Is just taking on some maintenance that, you know, it's that toss up. Do I spend my time or my money? And there's pros and cons to both of them. And I chose to spend my time,
And I razzed you for it. So you should be razzing me back right now because I'm being the hypocrite. I told you to basically knock it off.
Yeah.
And here I am doing the same damn thing. And it's just, you know, maybe not slightly different. I'm not pounding my hammer, but I am doing work that I really shouldn't be doing.
Yeah. And that aspect of managing the day-to-day operations of rental units can be so consuming of your energy and your mind space.
Yeah.
Because
it's bothersome. Like if it starts to be for me, it's like an aspect where it's like you guys are you tenants are bothering me. Wait a second, now they're paying you good money to be at your property, so if they're bothering you,
right,
you've got to make a change. It's not them that's the problem, it's you that's the problem.
Yep.
And so I mean, these tenants deserve to be taken care of. It's not that they're bothering me, but sometimes that's how I feel. Like I get this, you know, email or whatever, they're not paying their rent. So it's like, these tenants are just taking my time. And it's like, well, you know, come on, you're not giving them your full attention. You're going to have problems. If you're
knock it off, Todd.
Yeah. Honestly. I mean, that's really like, just smack me in the head, because if you're not going to give your customers your full attention, if you're not going to treat your customers the way you'd want them to treat you as a customer, then don't expect anything good to happen in return. So I've got to change what I'm doing, not change my tenants. Tenants aren't the problem. So that's what's going on with me. And I was just talking with you prior to the show, and I think maybe we'll do this the next time or coming up fairly shortly. I just want to go and do an episode on mistakes. like different mistakes that we've made. I've made a lot of mistakes from the start, from since 2008 when I started investing, and even before that. And I just want to talk about some of those and how we've learned from them. I think that would be valuable. It might be like five episodes because I've made a lot of mistakes. And I'm sure you've made plenty as well. And so you learn from those mistakes. And if you don't learn from them, you just need to wake up a little bit, because you should be. So after this show, I'm going to put it on my list to start looking at how I can hire people to take some of this off my shoulders, so that I can focus on what I want to focus on, but yet my properties are still being taken care of properly.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. We'll check back in with you and make sure that gets done.
Hey, I like that.
So, well, hey, what we really want to get into today is kind of a mindset thing.
Mm-hmm.
As entrepreneurs, you know, if you're in this space of trying to do, you know, be the best entrepreneur that you can, and you know, kind of crush it like Gary Vee talks about, you're often going to be thinking about your 5-year goals, your 10-year goals, and then chunking that down, and what are the action items that you have to do in order to get where you're supposed to be. But in the midst of all that, we can tend to lose sight of maybe what's most important in life. And we can lose sight of kind of enjoying life itself. So that's kind of the topic we wanted to go into today. So what are some of the initial thoughts you had on that, Todd?
Yeah, so John, this came up. I interviewed, he'll be on the show probably in about a month, is Bill Massaro. He has a podcast called Old Dogs, REI, Investing. I'm butchering the name. I got my notes close by somewhere, but I'm butchering the name. Anyway, Bill Massaro, and he, pretty impressive, he went and did a mission trip essentially for 12 years. He was over in Haiti with his family, with his kids, and they opened an orphanage, and they're, you know, basically volunteering for 12 years. And that got us to the topic of, you know, you can be filthy rich and still miserable. And we're just talking about living in the moment and not always focusing on those next goals and focusing on yourself and building yourself. So I wanted to just to talk about that. But back to our conversation with Bill, what I thought was really cool that we had talked about is that, you know, he said that was his best chapter of his life. Of course, you know, the birth of his kids and his marriage and that stuff were the best events of his life, but the best chapter of his life was that, where he was over in Haiti. He was basically, he was poor. They got a couple different diseases when they're over there, deadly type diseases. His wife and daughter almost got kidnapped. They're there for the big earthquake in 2010, the 7.0 earthquake that like killed a ton of people and injured a bunch, and his orphanage was used as a staging ground because all the hospitals collapsed during that time. So he's like, you know, so he went through a lot when he was there, but yet that was the best time of his life, and he had no money or very little money, and they were just giving back. And we were talking about how, you know, building yourself is what's going to make you happy. It's not the money. What the money does is it essentially, it pronounces your state of mind. So if you're a miserable bastard and you get a bunch of money, you're going to be a really, really, really big miserable person. You know, you're going to be very miserable. If you're happy and giving and loving and you get a bunch of money, and you've got that mindset, and you can keep that during that, then you're going to be very happy and loving and very giving. So it just kind of pronounces the type of person you are. So that, anyway, that was a cool conversation that I had with him, and that got me thinking about living in the present. And so we always think about, I mean, John, am I right? People ask you or tell you to make goals, right?
Yep.
And do you have a set of goals? Have you written them down?
Yes. Yep.
And so you've got your goals for this year. Do you got your goals for 5 years from now?
You know, I've struggled with getting out that far.
Okay. So for me, you know, I've got my goals for this year. I've got my goals for this quarter. I've got my goals for 5 years and 10 years, and I've got all these goals, which is great. I think it's okay to do that, but it was also, I think, is really important is that you've got to focus on the present. It's so easy to get that tunnel vision to think we're going to put our head down and focus on these goals, and we're going to get. You know, we're going to become successful and we're going to do all these things. And yet you've got this stuff over here that's going on and this over here that's going on. And the world around you is constantly changing and evolving. And I mean, shoot, 10 years ago, I mean, really Facebook and Facebook Live and Twitter and Instagram and all these social sites, those were going to be this powerful. Podcasting was going to be around, all this kind of, you know, that's just one little aspect of your life, but so much changes so quick right now. If we just put our head down and we focus on our goals, we're going to miss the world around us. We're going to miss so much. Not only we're going to miss all that stuff, but we're going to miss the interaction that we need to have with our wife and our kids and building that relationship and all that kind of stuff. And so it's just so easy to get this tunnel vision, to lose focus on the important things in life and everything in life, and just get this tunnel vision, think we're going to go after just our goals. So that's kind of what I wanted to mention is just, you know, make sure you don't have that tunnel vision. Make sure you embrace today, embrace the challenges of today, and learn from them and grow from them and just enjoy every single day.
Yep. You know, growing up in a Christian family, I often heard stories about missionaries and the different works that they would do. And even in a missionary setting, there were stories of people who were so focused on their ministry that they didn't spend any time with their family. Mm. So they would basically have, you know, a wife and kids that didn't know their father because they were so focused on what they were doing. So when I was growing up, it was actually my goal to be a missionary. And so I kind of had this training to some extent there that, you know, I need to keep in mind kind of a holistic approach to life and not be so focused on just one thing, but, you know, keeping family important. You know, not to say that I'm perfect at it at all. You know, it's a struggle. It's a daily balance to try to, you know, take care of responsibilities and to better your family's financial situation and also spend time with them. So it's definitely a daily thing to focus on.
Yeah. 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 And, you know, there's so many different aspects, right? There's your health, there's your spiritual side, there's your friends and family side. And then it's also good to look at the present on your business side. And this is a business podcast. So, I mean, talking just about the business side, it's easy again to get that tunnel vision and to go, I'm just going to think about my goals in the future. I'm going to pass up good opportunities that could lead me to prosperity because I'm so focused on my goals. And maybe you're not paying attention to what's going on around you. You're not paying attention to the market. You know, people that are trying to buy, you know, my goal is to buy a bunch of real estate, right? I'm trying to build my portfolio. My goal this year was to buy 600 to 800 units of multifamily. I've bought 84. I've got another 100 plus under contract. You know, that 200, that's it. If that's all I buy this year, am I going to be disappointed? Sure, I'm going to be a little bit disappointed. But is it going to be the end of the world? No, because I'm also paying attention to what's going on in the markets. I understand that. And I'm not going to just let my goals blindfold me into buying all these properties that don't make any sense. Now, if I get to the 600, is that going to be awesome? Yeah, but it's going to be only because I found the right opportunities. It's not because I put that goal out there. And so you have to understand the limitations to your goals. You can't see that far into the future. And so things change. If your goal is to start a YouTube channel and to be making millions of dollars on your YouTube videos, but yet all of a sudden you find out that or YouTube starts to get not, you know, starts to become very unpopular maybe, or, you know, whatever. Are you going to change, or are you just going to keep on putting out this content on YouTube and not make any money because your goal said that that's what you're going to do? You know, you've got to change with the times, right? So I've been listening to a lot of Gary Vee, by the way. So that's why I keep on saying YouTube and Facebook and stuff like that, because I've just listened to Crush It. Not hated. He was annoying to me up until just recently. So
sure. Yeah, I mean, goals are definitely important, as far as if you shoot for nothing, you're gonna be sure to hit it.
Yeah.
You know. But like you just said, you got to make course corrections. It's kind of like you're out on the ocean and you've got the waves, you've got the wind, you've got the rain. And as your elements change, you got to make course corrections.
Oh, that was beautiful, John. What an analogy. That was beautiful. I want to be out on the ocean right now. Yeah, but I mean, you got to be agile, right?
Shout out to Dean Meyer.
Shout out to Dean Meyer. There you go. If you don't know who Dean Meyer is, he was on what episode, like 26 or something like that.
And he's got a YouTube channel sharing about his trip there.
Yes. So. What's it called? Hooks and Hairspray?
Yeah.
Check out Dean Meyer, Hooks and Hairspray. He's got a YouTube channel. He's on the ocean, but yeah, he's navigating on the ocean, and they talk about a guy who's changed with the times as well. I mean, you know, he's got his goals and he's changed as the markets have changed. He's changed with the markets to be able to be agile and make money with those markets.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that's good. I think creating goals is good, but I also believe in these long-term goals. You have to understand that they can be manipulated. They can be changed. And I'm not saying this to make excuses for failures. I'm saying that, or to become a failure. I'm saying this to make sure you understand you can be successful and extremely successful by being agile and by changing your goals. And potentially your goals are even bigger as you go, but it might be slightly different.
Yeah, a couple of things that come to mind. When you talked about the business aspect of things, for my personality anyways, it's easier for me to focus on like planning and organizing and figure out what I'm going to do. But then actually implementing the plan can be a challenge. And then, so for example, prospecting, you know, I need to spend so much time prospecting on a regular basis, but it can be easy to just plan. Okay, well, I've got to do that, but actually doing it, you know, those go hand in hand.
Here's my birthday girl, my 9-year-old that the balloons are for.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Hi.
Madeline, you are on a podcast right now. What do you think, Madeline? Madeline, what are you gonna do when you grow up?
Own a candy shop.
You're gonna own a candy shop. When are we going to start this candy shop, kiddo?
I don't know.
Are we going to start it soon?
Yeah.
And are we going to crush it? Who's going to work for your candy shop? Are you going to have people work for you, or are you going to be the only person?
People work for me.
Awesome. See? There's my girl. All right, go play. So I got my little budding entrepreneur. I'm reading her Rich Dad, Poor Dad right now. And she's digging it. She gets a little, she tunes out a little bit, I can tell at times, but she's digging it and she's starting to ask a lot of questions, and it's just fun. So I think she's going to start a you know, YouTube channel or something like that this summer and start trying to sell some candy.
There you go.
So yeah, cool. But yeah, so where were we at before my daughter walked in? I can't remember, but just talking about, you know, changing your goals, being agile, and doing that. I think it's really important. I think again, like I said in the beginning, we've got to embrace what's happening today, and we've got to embrace our challenges, and we have to continue to grow. And you might find through that process, if you're really embracing, you're growing yourself, you may find that your interests are either somewhere else, or maybe there's opportunities in other places that you didn't see before. And you want to be able to take advantage of those. So, well, cool. I think that covers it, unless you've got anything more you want to say about that.
Not to be too redundant, but just for me, you know, I have put a lot of thought into this recently, and then in that, as much as I want to be successful in business, I don't want to leave my family behind in that.
Yeah.
And so part of my goal is not only how can I be the best real estate agent I can be, but how can I be the best husband I can be? How can mm-hmm. I be the best father I can be? How can I be the best church member? How can I be the best neighbor? So trying to think about all of my interactions as light in life. So it's going to give you a lot more fulfillment in life if you're outward looking in that regard.
Well, and personally, I believe that when you have that mindset of how do I become the best parent, best father, best husband, best friend, best business owner, best, you know, how do I become the healthiest person, and all this kind of stuff. I think it only crosses over when you have that, I'm going to crush it in every aspect of my life. I think that crosses over to everything. And when you are lazy in one part, I believe that you're going to start to be lazy in the other parts. And so, yeah, you have to, you can't just focus on just one thing only. You got to try to be the best at everything. And talking about goals, I mean, my goal was to run marathons and I wanted to do the Ironman triathlon. I'm not going to do it anymore. I have no goal to do that. Because I blew my back out, 3 years ago, and it's not good for me to be running every day and putting in that many miles. And so my goal is still be healthy. It's been a challenge because I grew up as a runner. I've been a runner all my life. I used to put in 70, 80 miles a week running. Now I find different ways to work out. So my goal is still to be extremely healthy. My goal is to be able to, climb mountains and do stuff like that with my kids as they get older. And my wife, but my goal is not to run or do an Ironman and run marathons or anything like that.
So yep.
Those change.
That's a good example.
Yeah. So. All right, man. Well, I think that's it. And so how do people get a hold of us, John?
Yeah, they can just look up our name, Pillars of Wealth Creation, on YouTube, on iTunes, on Facebook. And when you're there, be sure to hit the subscribe button. Be sure to hit the like button. Be sure to leave us a comment and add your 2 cents to this conversation here. We'd love to hear what success stories, what challenges you've had in this area of being the best you can be in all aspects of your life.
Yeah. And any other comments you have or anything you want us to talk about, love to hear from you. If you have guests that you want us to have on the show, love to hear your feedback on that. We definitely want to make this show beneficial to everybody that's listening. So we appreciate you listening. Definitely appreciate you subscribing and reviewing and all that kind of stuff. And happy to be providing value to people. And the more value we can provide, the better. So, you know, give us that feedback, give us your comments. That'd be great. I think that's it, John. We'll make it a wrap. Make every day a Saturday, man.
All right, you too.
Are you ready to start investing in real estate today but don't know where to start? Sometimes investing can seem way too complicated, but it actually couldn't be any easier than with homeinvest.com. You know the co-founder and my friend, Nate Armstrong. He appeared on episode 20, and if you haven't heard it, go back and listen to it, episode number 20. Home Invest is a company that allows you to invest in turnkey real estate. Their goal is to build powerful investment tools that make real estate investing accessible to everyone. They have contractors and property managers available for you with the click of your mouse. While other real estate agents can only offer a property, Home Invest brings you a full turnkey package that allows you to diversify your investments, earn passive income, and start building equity in properties. Their simple, intuitive design allows newcomers and experienced investors alike to hit the ground running and to be able to choose the properties when they want and where they want. View easy-to-understand charts and data to allow you to buy in only a few clicks or just a simple phone call. With Home Invest, you'll be building your portfolio as quickly or as slowly as you would like. And right now, Home Invest is giving our listeners, Pillar of Wealth Creation listeners, a free course on how to finally win in real estate investing. So go to homeinvest.com/pillars. That's homeinvest.com/pillars to claim your free course today.